I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week in The Rough Draft Diaries, I'm crashing a band practice, as you can probably hear in the background. It's a band practice for the Grand Royale Ukulelists of the Black Swamp, although Jason says it better.
The Grand Royale Ukulelists of the Black Swamp.
And it's very important that there's an E, a silent E on Grand, and a silent E on Royale, and a heavy metal umlaut on the U of ukulelists.
That's Sherry and Jason, two members of the band. The other two are Jeff and Anne. Jeff is going to show up a bit later, but Anne is sitting right next to me.
Sherry and Jason dragged me into the ukulele world. And we know each other from church, Peace Church in Bowling Green. And so I think I've been playing since 2013, right? Yeah.
That was also the year the band formed, 2013, because just before that, in 2012, Sherry got her first ukulele.
And I fell in love with it. I'm a guitarist, and I fell in love with it because it's beautiful, and just everything you play sounds beautiful. You can't play anything ugly on it. You pick a string, it's just all beautiful. And I said, Jason, we have to do this thing. And he said, yeah, but we can't be a duo, right? And I thought, well, I know Anne will do it. Anne's up for it. It's going to be fantastic. And so then we had a couple rehearsals as a trio, and we realized we were missing something very important. We needed one more person. And so we like to say that we kidnapped Jeff out of a parking lot on campus. He used to be a mandolinist.
Jeff is a retired professor from Bowling Green State University. Sherry also works at the university. She's a linguist and associate professor in the English department. Jason is a cataloger at a local library, and Anne is a banker. Yet altogether, they joined to create the Grand Royale Ukulelists of the Black Swamp, working in the studio recording original songs and covers, but they also perform live, which I think is their favorite part, seeing the reaction from all the audience members.
One of the things we often say is our secret weapon is low expectations. People have no idea what to expect from a ukulele quartet, usually, but they don't expect much, generally.
They're just expecting, like, which is fun.
Right. And for me, just the sound, like Sherry was saying earlier, just the sound of the ukulele once it's in tune, the sound is lovely, and it has all a surprisingly diverse sound. So you can finger pick it like this. Or you can strum it like... It's really great for rhythm also with the so there's just, for me at least, it was a surprising range of sounds, different sounds that you could get out of of what would initially seem like a pretty limiting instrument. And when you get four people or eight people together, as I said, with a plan, with an orchestration, each doing different things with ukuleles, you can really put together an orchestra.
And it's not just the experience of performing to an audience, but also the experience of performing together with your close friends.
I mean, it is a magical foursome that we bring our own spin on things. And sometimes we'll just piggyback on what someone started. You know, like you start with one line and then you go, well, let's add this to it, or let's do this long train piece to it. Or so let's bring in some Chicago. Let's put some riffs in here from other bands, Tom Petty or somebody. And, you know, just to liven things up.
At this point in the interview, Jeff arrives, and the quartet is finally complete, which means that they can start to practice.
Sorry, Jeff.
That's okay. No, I apologize for my double booking tonight. It was
whatever. It's fine.
He's a popular guy.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Watching everyone play together was probably the highlight of the evening. Everyone had a big smile on their face, and they seemed like they were genuinely just having the best time.
There's just always, it feels good to be on stage, it feels good to be playing together. There's an infectious enthusiasm, and I think that kind of encapsulates kind of an approach to music that I try to keep in mind. There's one approach to being a musician, especially sort of in a culture like the United States, is I'm a musician and you're not. I'm making music and you're merely listening to it. But there's something about ukuleles in particular that really lend themselves to a more communal approach. We can be a semi-professional band that rehearses and does fancy arrangements, and we can be prepared and put on a good show, but everybody else in the room is also part of the experience. It's not just about us. It's about maybe other musicians in the audience who can play better than we can, but they're enjoying what we're doing because what we're doing is fun.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.